B. Threatened beauty. I work in the Species Conservation Division of the Worldwide Fund for Nature. We are aiming to conserve the tiger, the elephant, and the rhino, in addition to the red panda. We try to reduce conflicts between humans and wildlife and to stop poaching. My job is to look after tiger landscapes and conservation areas. There are three different tiger areas in India: the Terai Arc at the foothills of the Himalayas in northern India, the Sundarbans in West Bengal, and the Satpuda Michael Highlands. The situation right now is not good. The tiger has less space than before as more land is used for farming, irrigation, and reservoirs. The tiger habitats used to be spread over large parts of Southeast Asia. Now they're more like islands in the sea of human habitation and farmland. The tiger is a territorial animal. If its area is too small, it goes out and looks for prey and a better habitat. Sometimes this leads to conflicts with us humans, because the tiger may kill livestock. Poaching. Poaching of tigers is also a big problem. Every part of the tiger's body, whiskers, nails, teeth, genitals, blood, bones, is sold in the market. Tiger bones are used in Chinese medicine. There is also a demand for tiger products in the USA and Europe, but China is certainly the biggest market. In India, there are protected areas for tigers, such as national parks and wildlife sanctuaries. We try to control who goes in there, but the areas are not fortified. Sometimes poachers pay a small amount to local people who know the forest. Then they kill tigers and smuggle them to the border. A local person who kills a tiger gets around 1,000 rupees. In the international market, it is sold for 2,000 to 5,000 US dollars. There was a time when India had around 40,000 tigers. When Project Tiger started in 1973, the estimate was around 4,000. The last estimate, a few years ago, was 3,000. Today, there are probably even fewer. There are 8 subspecies of tigers. 3 of them are now extinct, and 3 others are very much endangered. The Indian tiger is now known as the Royal Bengal tiger. They breed easily. If we can just protect them and their habitat, the population can increase. We're all part of the natural ecosystem. We need the forest and its peace and beauty. It also provides us with water and clean air. We have to conserve these natural resources. And can you think of a more beautiful animal than the tiger? The world would not be the same without it. Dr. Diwakar Sharma.